Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building. Comedian Loose Cannon with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, back live in the studio with an all-new episode. And joining me, man, look, we got a packed house tonight. I tell you. We're a week from Thanksgiving, man.
Week from Thanksgiving, you know. And real quick, it's that time. Every year I got to give people that my little spiel here. Listen, on behalf of the man upstairs, stop doing these long Thanksgiving prayers, okay? After about 2 minutes, the Lord is not paying you no mind anymore, okay? Nobody needs a prayer-thon over the Thanksgiving turkey. A simple God bless the germs, devil eat the worms, will suffice, okay? I just want to put that out there, you know.
Because after that point, I'd be hungry. I'd be like, okay. All
right. Some people skip breakfast to come to Thanksgiving, and here you is, you want to do a whole sermon over the mac and cheese and the sweet potato pie. What the hell wrong with you? Okay, listen. Good meat, let's eat. All right,
That's it. Okay. So what you got planned for Thanksgiving? Like, what you going?
Well, unfortunately, I'll be on a cruise ship, so I won't have much of a Thanksgiving. I won't be eating the same crap that they serve on there every day. You know, if they listen to the show, who cares? Listen, we need better food on the cruise ship. Sometimes I go to the buffet at that cruise ship. I don't know if I'm on a cruise or episode of Fear Factor, okay? I'm upset that I'm going to miss Thanksgiving, all the good. See, I come from like three big families, you know what I'm saying? So I like to house hop on Thanksgiving. Everybody, you know, got a plate. You see all your people. I'm going to miss out on all of that. I'm going to be eating the same nasty food that I ate the day before on the cruise ship. Well, you know, I'm on the Airbnb of the same. I ain't going to say their name. I'm kind of mad with them anyway. But, yeah, so.
Wow. Looks like your Thanksgiving.
It's going to suck. All right.
You said it, not I.
Okay.
Man, we are definitely joined here by Miss Stacy. I appreciate you joining us on the set. Welcome to the show. We're about to get wild.
Thanks for having me.
You sound like you're nervous.
I am a little bit. This is my first time.
Well, say it again. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
That's a little bit better.
Well, thank you.
And like always.
A little bit of coaching.
Yeah, you'll be fine. All you gotta do is talk like talking normal, and we're gonna have a great time.
Perfect.
We're gonna have a great time.
Perfect.
And the lovely and beautiful Morgan Williams over there from Bottomless Conversation. Look at her. She kind of disappointed me, but then when she, you know, did a little twirl thing, I was like, you know what? That's fine. I can do that because I love the natural.
Oh, you're talking about my hair.
I love the natural.
Me too, man. I have been a fan of the natural.
I'm just letting it breathe. It's on the day.
It's on the day. Okay. All right. My main man, my guy.
What's that name?
Comedian Tim Allen.
What's that name?
Two time.
The Black Tim Allen, aka.
The Black Tim Allen. My guy.
We in the building, man. How you doing?
Yes, we are, man. Listen, man. Welcome to the new studio.
I like the new look, man.
Hey, I love it, man.
I like this. This is nice. Really, I got the cameras set up. I really feel like I'm at like the Breakfast Club or something.
That's what we're going for. Listen, we getting there, man. I know last time that you stepped in the studio, you know, we was in our other spot, and you know,
y'all made me nervous at the last studio. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was nice on the inside, but the outside was a little nervous.
It was like a
horror. Jason versus Freddy warehouse. Also, wait, what's going on?
Okay, came in now. Okay.
Thought you were gonna walk in the back and see some bricks, huh?
You know? I didn't know what to expect, man. You showing face. I said, hey man, happy to be here. And I didn't see y'all. Y'all kept walking down this little alley. I said, but we going. Ain't no lights on, no nothing. But I like it, man. This was good.
But man, welcome to the show, man. We're gonna get into the show tonight. But first, we got a couple of announcements. some church announcements to make. This Saturday, you already know, me and Sam will be hosting the red carpet gala award show for Orlando Independent Filmmakers. That's exciting news. But what's more exciting is that my guy, Tim Allen, is going to be hosting it.
You already know it, man.
Man, how does it feel, man? This is like, this something like big, man. How did you follow up on that?
I'm super excited, man. The LaRusso's, man, came up to me after we did the stage play, Love's Ulterior Motive Part 2, that was written and directed by Eddie Wilson. And they just came up to me, man. They love my energy on stage. And they said, man, we got an idea, man. We want to bring you on board to host it. So I really feel like I'm hosting like the award shows, like the local Emmys or something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just thankful and blessed, man, for the opportunity. So you're going to get crazy on Saturday, though, man. They ain't ready for me.
Man, it's going to be crump because we also just found out that we're going to be presenters as well.
Yeah.
To present certain categories. And that's going to be big.
But yeah, it'll be official, man. At Full Sail University, man. They can make it out there, man.
And they got limos for us this time.
She said the limos. I want to get in one. So she said she's going to have one for me. Now, you know me. I can't act right.
The way they got it set up.
I got to wish I got my little stutters on.
They're going to come pick us up, drive us to the entrance with a red carpet at, and we're going to step out.
Just drive me through the McDonald's driveway. Yeah, listen, you take me to the drive-through, man. I'm satisfied. Just
going to step out.
Yeah, just step out with my little steppers on. You know what I'm saying? Don't. Shoes, no socks.
Hey, just don't let them argue with you because they might throw a blend at you.
No. Just take me to Popeye's, get a sandwich real fast.
And then. And got one more announcement, though. I didn't realize they had such an award for the Fashion Awards show. I just been nominated for Best MC Host of the Year.
Man, clap it up, man. Congratulations. Man. Congratulations, bro.
Listen, man, we is progressing here on the TJ Chapman Show, you know,
man, start from the time Jonah Main. He's done opened up, my guy, comedian Loose Cannon, opened up for Loose.
Open up for himself.
Open up for himself.
We open up for Charlie. Hold on, put some respect on the legend. Charlie Wilson, you know, at the time, joined a family reunion, and we still doing great things, and the show steadily progressing. We are making great traction here on the TJ Chapman Show.
Not only that, he opened up for Ricky Smiley. In Atlanta.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
don't forget about that one.
Hey, it's Carl Payne in Pompano Beach. Carl Payne, Tony Tone, and Wanda Smith in Pompano Beach. Things are really, progressing and going in a good direction. So we just got to stay the course, my man.
Congratulations on that, my brother.
It's definitely, like I said, Tim, when I first met you, man, when I got you on the show, I told you my platform is your platform. Same thing I told Morgan, my platform is your platform because we all doing it and staying together.
Exactly.
And Stacey, I know you're still kind of nervous, whatever. You have a lot of, comments to say. I was like, you know what? Let me get on the show because I need her energy, her enthusiasm to talk about it because tonight we have some really great topics that I think we all have some sort of fashion have crossed, and one of those questions, and we're going to get into a little bit later, is, does the type of job or the amount of money a person makes determine if you're gonna date them? Mm. We've been talking behind the scenes. We're gonna touch on that. But
we're getting thinking already.
But before we do that, I need to know one question though. I'm gonna ask Tim this question. I'm gonna let him jump start this one.
Oh Lord.
And I know he got his girl with him tonight. So I know she's probably
I'm on my best behavior, bro. You're going to catch me slipping.
Really want to figure out. So is it acceptable to have a BFF of the opposite sex who's attractive while being in a relationship?
You want me to answer that? That first one?
He asked you the question, didn't he?
Already in the hot seat. Let me just start off by saying glory to God who's head of my life. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But no man, relationships, I believe the foundation is communication. So I kind of like what we used to say in the streets, man, no new friends. So if you have a friend that's already established, you know, before you started dating this individual.
That just so happened to be a dime piece.
That's a dime piece, but y'all have an understanding, okay? Then I feel like you could be honest with your spouse and say, hey, baby, listen, this is my friend. We done came up however many years. I know her from such and such. And if you can show that there's a genuine friendship with, you know, no tension or anything like that, then I think that's fine. But if you can't just hop up with no new chick, toss like, hey, baby, let me tell you something. This is Stacey. This is my best friend for 2 weeks, man. We besties at work. You can't do that. So that's my opinion on it, man. If it's something that's genuine, that was already set in place, man, just communicate that with your spouse. Be honest. And, you know, just if she said cut her off, I don't know, brother. You better have to cut her off. But
Well, here's the thing with that. It's a part two to that. So if the friend is already established before she came into the picture, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you told about it or whatever. So what about the new chick? A chick that you know, working with, which is going to come to my next question here shortly. Y'all met at work. Y'all see each other 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. And, you know, y'all chilling in the break room, probably, you know, you want me to pour you some coffee, some water, warm up your Pop-Tart, whatever. So, and it comes out like, you know, hey, this is Stacey. Yeah, I'm a coworker. Is that considered your friend or, you know, no, she banging?
You know what? I'm gonna kill all of this right now.
Wait for it.
Okay. TJ over here trying to
think. I'm gonna just give you some, my godfather gave me some wise words of wisdom. All right. You know, I don't know if we've had this discussion before, but I personally am not a fan of what I call that F word. I think people use that F word too loosely, if you will. My godfather told me one day, he told me, if you got two or three friends, you're rich. So that just lets you know how few and far and rare friends are. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, just because you worked at my job 2 weeks, that don't make us friends. We are coworkers, okay? Now, if I already got a relationship with somebody and I'm committed to that relationship, me personally, I'm going to speak for myself. You know, our relationship as coworkers is, you know, hey, Stacey, bye, Stacey. Here go this, you know, paper that's due, Stacey. You know, do you got the file, Stacey?
We ain't talking about Stacey, just a common name.
That, not
no,
true.
It's cool. But that's cool.
The name. I forgot your name was Stacey. Oh, my God. I didn't even try to throw that out there.
That's the name. I understand your name, Stacey, but that's the name that's been floating around.
I wouldn't even try to throw her name out there in the pot.
They made the coworker name Stacey or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. My turn.
Hold on, let me, you know, I'm finished that thought real quick. You know, so she said, hurry up. That's it. Like, we don't need to be making plans to hang together. Okay, I got what I got, and you know, that's the bottom line, and that's the end of that discussion.
Well, first of all, I feel attacked personally.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
No, I'm kidding. I don't. So I completely agree. What's your name again?
Tim.
Two-time.
I agree with Tim. If the relationship was already established, then I think that it's nothing wrong with that. You can't control what someone looks like, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So it's like, is it okay if she was a booger wolf, you know?
Booger wolf. What is that?
An extremely unattractive person.
I heard that before. Okay. Booger wolf.
I've heard booger wolf before. And even if you hadn't, you should have been able to use context clues.
Okay, if she was ugly, would that be better?
I'm going to use that.
Right. It wouldn't. But my thing is, make sure that you properly introduce the relationship between the girl that you're dating and your best friend of the opposite sex. That's when it becomes a problem, when you're hiding the relationship or you don't introduce the two. Right. And then I completely agree. If you're in a relationship and you have a coworker, it should just stay at coworker. You guys shouldn't be making outside plans unless you're including both your significant others.
Right? Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. I really do.
So Morgan, does it what do you think about all of this? I mean, like, can you have an attractive guy friend and still be in a relationship and, like, you know he fine and all this other stuff? And
I feel like I don't think attraction, like whether or not a person is attractive, is going to matter, because you're talking about somebody that you do like spend a lot of time with. So, and I actually talked about this with someone else, like, even if she's ugly or he's ugly,
what was the word
eventually You know what I'm saying? After like spending all that time getting to know a person, you eventually stop looking at the fact that they may not be attractive and find other things about them that is attractive. So, you know, I don't think whether that person looks good or not is going to matter. But like I said, open communication is important. I need to know. I mean, you know, if that's a friend, then that's cool. You know, as long as you keep it, you know, professional. You know, don't do nothing you wouldn't want me to, you know, do. And we just respect each other, you know, and respect the relationship. Then I don't have a problem with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's a little possessive to tell a person they can't, you know, be friends with the opposite sex. You know, regardless to what, like I said, I don't give a damn if she ugly or not, because most niggas gonna fuck regardless if
that part.
If they're in that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that part. That's you think about how absolutely. Many how many people you didn't have sex with that were probably not that attractive.
But it had that.
Well, that's a real talk. that's a real talk.
I think everybody in the room done probably fucked somebody ugly.
That, you know what? That's a real talk.
But it was something. But it was something they did that made them attractive. Whether it was the time you spent with them and you got to know them, like, damn, you really.
Or maybe
cool
the boldness they kind of just came to you and was like, "What's up with that?" And they kind of caught you off guard. Like,
Let's go.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly. Which brings me to my next point of, you know, would you date a coworker that you spend 8 hours a day with, 40 hours a week with, and your own, you know, significant other, you don't spend as much as time with them unless it's on the weekend, but you still.
Well, you already know how I feel about that. You cannot put your relationship at risk for 8 hours of the day because you only know that person. But you only know that person at work. I don't know you outside of work. I'm different outside of work.
That's when you go bowling.
So why jeopardize something that you have that's solid over them 8 hours, and then you fuck up what you got that solid? Then you get that person outside of work, and you realize, damn, I really don't like this motherfucker. For real.
You mean in general, or because while you're dating
work. He's saying, like, while you're dating, like, if you got somebody.
In general, like, would you date a coworker?
In general, if you're single.
So, just for the people in the back, all right, we're assuming that you operating on a clean slate here, all right?
Okay, now.
You ain't got nothing foul going on. You know, you single, and then all of a sudden you come to work one day.
You're a new hire,
and you got a new hire. All right,
new hire.
And
this hire walking through the floor,
and this new hire looks better than the big chick that got small. Well, let me tell you, you ever see a big chick get small? Boy, yep. Don't nothing be fine than a big chick that gets small. Okay, yes, let me tell you.
Yes, I mean,
I've seen it.
Okay, so
that's,
you know, this kind of situation, I could see myself dating a coworker.
Really.
I mean, it ain't the most recommended thing, especially if that coworker, you know, depending on the size of the company. Like if you work at Burger King, no, think about it.
Let's just say this: call center.
That's top now.
Yeah, you know, it can happen in a call center. You know, but think about this too. All right, let's say we work for a big company, and you work in a different department. You see what I'm saying?
Accounting.
A scenario like that: you work in accounting. And, you know, and I work in,
accounts receivables.
That's kind of the same. Accounting.
No, you got.
Sales.
And I work in the sales department, okay. Kind there of a go. Deal. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have situations like that work. You know, it reminds me of a conversation I had with a person this week. And I made the point that I personally don't feel like, in my own personal opinion, I don't feel like women understand that as a man, we don't get to pick how and where we meet you. It just happens. And then the only option we got is to shoot a shot or pass on the ball.
Ladies?
You see what I'm saying? So if my first time, if the only place I meet you is at work and I'm feeling you, I might have to take my shot.
Agreed.
Especially if you walking that flow as a new hire.
Man, I think the confusion.
And they,
now, let me say this. Listen, hold on. Real quick, I'm going to interject real quick, Tim. Now, I'm going to say this. If you work at Burger King and we're on the same burger flip line, that might not be the move now, you know?
I think the confusion with a coworker is that, you know, when you meet somebody, you find that relatability state with them. So because you guys are at work all day, that's the relatable and connection already. Because we do the same thing day in and day out. Mm-hmm. So you can get confused as far as emotions are concerned. Like, okay, do I want to talk to this person outside? Like you said, you can find out about them later.
Yeah.
And you like, I ain't like nothing like about this person.
Right. We don't have
anything. We don't have no connection.
You think about when you walk into work, you most of the time we put on a different face when we're at work.
Right.
We're different. versus when we get home and we get ready to relax and you be like,
yeah, when it's time to kick back, you realize, okay, he won't let me read my book. Like,
right, this motherfucker, you know, this motherfucker clingy, but at work you can't be like that because you got different, you know, it's a different setting and every people are different at work.
Well, right. And then let me another, you know, thing to add to that point, you might go out with a coworker and that you might wake up one day and realize y'all only conversation is about that job.
It's which about work.
To me, when I get off work, I don't want to
talk about that shit.
About work. Right, well, right. All right, I'm gonna interject right now.
He like to put you like you walking through the fire, and the only way to get out is to jump in the lion pit. But, you know, he be like
TJ Hardhead. He learned by experience.
All right, so from experience,
hit T.
I'm from a call center life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, off air, you know, we were talking about, you know, dating, and you know, I've experienced it, and after talking about it, I really didn't date anybody from a call center. I actually just smashed, you know, whether it's in a, you know, the parking garage or we went to Chili's.
He out here trying to get bragging points. Look at
no,
this.
No, that ain't bragging points. It's just like, okay, all right. So at what point do you decide, you know, if you're relevant to that person?
Immediately.
By looking at them?
No. When you have a conversation, if you find out, if this person don't watch Martin, if they don't watch Fresh Prince, anything that you watch on TV, they, come on, bro. Okay.
If the only time I see you, but if the only time I see you is when I'm laying on my back in the car in the parking garage, then
you're smash buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the question was dating. Would right. you date somebody?
You start dating, that's when you go to, hey, oh, you want to watch Martin tonight? Hey,
yeah, come on, we're gonna go on a date.
That's dating, though. Your question was, would you date a coworker?
So when you date them,
you can smash a coworker. That's fine. Everybody just, you know, what I'm saying, but. If you want to date this person, it has to be a connection outside of work. If there's no connection outside of work, then we ain't talking.
So is there rules of engagement when it comes to dating a coworker?
I just went and it's just too, that's too messy.
When you say rules of engagement.
Like, okay, hey, listen, we dating, we together. But hey, listen. Who you crushing on at your job, teacher? Let us know what's going on.
Right, what's
I'm
going
not,
on?
I'm not crushing on anybody.
We're going to tell you how to do it right.
No, I ain't crushing on anybody. I done had my calls in the days now. I done had my calls in the days. That's
me
over.
Me too.
But it's just more so the people out there because most of the time it's like that's what's out there for people, unfortunately, in Orlando. It's nothing but calls and a job. If you haven't already established, you know, a career that you, you know, you're looking forward to, then the best course of action is let me go find one of these call centers. They're quick to hire you, quick now. And now you the fresh meat walking through the flow, walking through the aisles, and everybody popping up like little gophers.
Let me ask a question, TJ, for you though. Have y'all, and this is for the ladies too. Have you ever like saw somebody that was new at the job and they're cute, but then after about the second, third week, you like, oh, dang.
Absolutely.
What was I thinking?
Absolutely.
They just completely look different after the third week.
That's because I met him in the break room and had a quick conversation. It was like, oh, all right, okay.
Even if it's before conversation, you just look at him again, just like, what? Nope. That wasn't it.
I guess probably what they wore the next day, maybe.
Oh, that so it's kinda, an outfit.
That kind of like.
It's an outfit thing for you?
I think more it's an outfit thing because when you look at him, I mean, the ass ain't going nowhere, but it's the outfit that kind of make it seem, because you know the first day, it's like first day of school.
Yeah,
this your first day on at the new job, so you wanna, I don't know who here, I know it's a call center, I know it's gonna probably be some dudes out here, so let me put on my best outfit. Day two, okay, well I ain't seen nobody out here that is worthy of my attention, and then you come dressed like you normally dress and like, okay, all right, well you had opportunity, but never mind.
I think it's a hair thing for me.
It's hair?
I think it's a hair thing. Because you know, when they come in, the weave in, got the nice wig on, whatever. Then you catch them on a good week where they missed their appointment last Saturday, so they got to come with the little natural fro. If their fro ain't combed out and glued up and...
Or the hat on.
Yeah, put the hat on. Yeah, if you don't look good natural, that's a done deal for me. Like, nah, on the worst day, you got to still look good. I think it's a hair thing.
No?
You just leave it alone.
It's too messy. It's too messy.
But how's it messy?
Especially for women, and we don't be honest enough to say, because the first thing come to mind is, okay, if I get that
in tune with you, where we and you dating and we messing around, we doing all this stuff, then eventually she going to be like, when somebody else new come in, he probably trying to fuck. You know, it's just, it make, because I don't like that type of like disturbance in my job. You know what I'm saying? Where I got to make my money at and shit like that. And I feel like once you start messing around, those relationship problems gonna trickle down in the work, because you think about most of the time, we don't want to wait till we get home. Nah, motherfucker, you gonna tell me right now.
I understand that.
That's too much.
I can understand and concur with that.
I want to be at work in peace and just.
And then, you know, let's say we work for the same company for a very long time. Like, and, you know, our outside affairs come to an end. Are you mature enough to let it go and still be good coworkers?
See,
you know, everybody's not going to be mature enough for that to happen like this. So,
yeah, well, man. Morgan,
here's the thing with what I'm trying to understand at this point with the whole, you know, smashing, dating, and everything. So, of course, you don't like to share. So, at that point, you see Jessica in the break room with Michael, and you see Jessica Kiki and laughing. What goes through your mind?
I mean, I'm not sharing. I mean, you use the word, just because you engage in conversation with another woman, I can't just jump off the deep end and automatically assume that there's something going on there. Like, now at that point, that's my problem, not your problem. If I get to that point where I'm like, damn, they be trying to your face, that's not a you problem, that's a me problem, an insecure problem, because at that point, I'm feeling like, because that's how you approach me at work, that's how me and you got, that's not going to happen again. That's why I say it's messy, because shit like that is going to happen, where every time you have a conversation with a coworker of the opposite sex, the first thing that goes through my mind is he trying to get to where he is with me, with her. And that's just how people mind think. Like, damn, okay, this is what he do, you know, and you probably trying to, you know, like, that's just too much.
So you saying it's hard to find security like when you dating somebody.
Sit down.
So Tim.
That's what it is.
That makes sense.
So Tim, what if the tables was reversed? And
got that nigga all in your face and shit.
And you got and now you got Jessica over here in Joshua's face, and you know Joshua making, you know, your girl laugh and shit. Then what?
Hey, man,
what goes through your mind,
man? It goes back to security, man. That's a personal thing, though.
Yeah,
it goes back to security, and then that goes back again to what I said at the beginning of the show: communication. So if you get involved with somebody, the foundation needs to be settled. Mm-hmm. Okay, are we just smashing or are we interested? Because I'm just like you, Morgan. I'm transparent. So we trying to figure out what's going on.
Right. I need a clear understanding of what's going on.
So that I'm not running around with one sided, kind of like what you were saying earlier, TJ. You said you was dealing with the girl.
Yeah.
In her mind, y'all dating. In your mind, she's just a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was never established. And that's the problem. So I'm not going to get upset if you go into Joshua's face.
Hell, Joshua might be funny. Nigga, let me tell you what the joke was.
Right, you can write some jokes with me, shoot. but that's a security thing. Establish that foundation, man.
And if you think a joke gonna, you know, if I'm gonna laugh right about my panties, then we don't need to be fucking with each other. If that's what you think, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
man, wow.
And then sometimes you can find out that you and that person do have something in common. And even after all of the drama, y'all still be friends and continue to date each other. It's just like catch-22.
I just want to point this out. All right. Dating is a game of wins and losses. We either win or we lose. All right. This whole notion of dating and being friends, we are not friends. Okay. We are two people that used to date. You know, I want people to quit blurring the lines. All right. Like, you know, like my homegirl I went to high school with, I don't know what it tastes like, smell like, look like, okay? If I know what it tastes like, smell like, look like, we is not friends. We are former suitors. We, you know, we used to go together, okay? We used to hit, you know what I'm saying? So
your significant other doesn't become your friend?
They become a great companion, TJ.
I think you can be friends with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
Tim is very important
because I try to strive for that, because there's a certain level of being, of, you know, having that comfortable state when you are friends. Like, I need us to be friends, because I need you to be comfortable enough to tell me the good shit, the bad shit, the horrible shit.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And you be comfortable, because once you just, if you skip the friendship and we just, you're never going to be comfortable telling me anything because you don't know me on that.
So I'm going to pull a Buddha here, you know, because my boy ain't here today. My boy ain't here today. So I got to just, coming. I got to reach far and I got to, you know, and get real sophisticated ratchet on you real quick. You know, so, but to a degree, that's not a genuine friendship because there's a motive behind that. My friendship, there's a contingency. My friendship to you is really based on our ability, you know, to have a relationship. That's the purpose of my friendship.
No, what I said was that when you think about the people that you are friends with, you are comfortable with them. There are certain things that you're going to tell a friend.
Not all friends. Nah. I've had some feuding friends.
I know, but I'm just saying, I was just speaking on the part of not saying that I'm trying to be your friend. So that I'm just saying that most people are just comfortable with friends versus when they're in a relationship, they feel there's a pressure there and they move
differently.
They move differently because they feel like, okay, it's, you know, I got stipulations, so I get certain things I can't say to you because you my girl, you know what I'm saying? But if you was my friend, and you would understand, you know, so I need to understand you when you are as a friend because that's the most rarest form of you.
Because you feel like you're being judged.
Right. And because if once you put that title on there, now I'm motherfucker, okay, so now I got to act like a boyfriend. I got to act like a girlfriend. No, I need you at your rarest form so that I can make sure that when things go south, that I'm allowing you to be the best version of you. And I'm not saying, well, you my man, so you should be doing. No, this is you. You are TJ. This is what you do. And I need to decide if this is something that I do want to move forward with or, you know, but I just think that's just the best
way. And that's the conversation. If you're willing to go into a relationship with somebody, like you said, those barriers need to be set aside.
I need you to be comfortable.
Exactly. And you have to be willing to.
I want to be comfortable. Emotions. I want to be able to say, look, man, you know, this is what happened, or, you know, this is how I'm feeling, and I'm not having to walk on eggshells because, damn, I can't tell him that because, you know, I want to be comfortable enough to tell you.
So they have to be your best friend if you date him.
Well, not if you know.
Right?
No.
Wait. I took cool work out the picture when I said that.
So now it's like, okay, so you got your coworkers. You know, some of us say yay, some of us say nay. So there's always this other unwritten rule that mm-hmm. people say, well, once you get out of a relationship, you know, you need to wait X amount of months or need to wait, you know, a year or whatever the case may be. But how long should a person wait to date again after they've been...
As long as they need to. Everybody's different. As long as you need to. Why do we have to put these time frames on that same shit with, oh, if he ain't talked to you in this amount of time, then that means this. Or if he ain't proposed to you by then. Like, let people move at their own pace. If you break up with me and tomorrow you ready for a new bitch, that's you. That's your pace.
So is there a time limit?
I don't think there is.
No?
Because this is my mindset. If you're in a long-distance relationship, or not long-distance, I'm sorry. If you're in a long-term relationship, and you guys fail to work out, I feel like your next move is figuring out, number one, what went wrong mm-hmm. and how you as an individual can change what you bring to the table. Because at the end of the day, when you break up with somebody, nobody's innocent all the way. Mm-hmm. It was guilty on both parties, I feel like. Even if the person cheated on you, okay, there was something that you were lacking mm-hmm. that person moved on with somebody else with. So,
unless they was just a selfish jerk, you know.
There's a reason for everything, man. Listen,
but you think about it. Most
a person being a flawed, selfish jerk of a person is a reason.
But you knew that coming in, though.
But most relationships, if you have a big breakup with somebody you've been with for a long time, 9 times out of 10, you left the relationship long before the official breakup.
Absolutely.
So just because it only took me a month, I've been gone 6 months, even though we've only been broken up for 2.
Yeah.
I've been checked out of this relationship.
Right. You're so now you have to ask yourself.
Especially if y'all live together.
Yeah. Right. Most people check out a relationship long before they have the courage to say, okay, this is not working. Let's go our separate mm-hmm. ways. And then you judge them because, in the next month, that person with somebody else, you don't know what that person's mental state was or emotional state when that relationship ended.
You talking facts right there. You know, that's something
that's straight facts.
That is something I've wrapped my mind around lately. You know, if I... you know, meet a woman and, you know, let's say we start courting during a relationship and then she break that off and then we start something up. I don't know, you know, that person might have not treated that person well. I don't mm-hmm. know if that person did something to contribute to their own demise kind of thing, you know. So I definitely agree with you there.
So. Man, take time out, self-evaluate yourself before you jump into something else. Because what's going to happen is what didn't work in that last relationship, mm-hmm. you bringing it into the new one.
Yep.
And you're going to be sitting there looking stupid, talking about, well, what went wrong? What? This ain't working out either because it's you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we have to figure out, man. Ain't no time limit. If it takes you 2 months to figure it out, cool. You got it. If it takes you the rest of the year or 2 years from now, and then you, like I said, you take your time out, find the right one, but don't rush into something.
Yeah, people need to stop worrying about other people, for one. Mm-hmm. It ain't none of my business how long it take you to move on from, even if it's me, you know, I mean, then just communicate. I think people don't communicate, just ask. Like, you know, you moved on pretty quick, you know, was it just because, you know, you want to know if it's bothering you that long, but if it's somebody else, ain't none of their business.
Now, I got a question for ladies, though, now, T. Uh-oh. I got a question for ladies. Now. So when y'all, say you break up in a long-term situation, is y'all next situation like just for the smashing? Because y'all want that break? Like, okay, I need to see something different or whatever. Or y'all really going with the mindset like, okay, the next person I meet is I'm going to try it all over again in a seriousness?
I think when you know better, you do better. So if I'm in a long-term relationship that went bad and I know that I'm the person that I meet next mm-hmm. is somebody that I could potentially be in a relationship with, then yes, I need to, you know, make sure that I don't make those same mistakes. I was married for 7.5 years. So I knew when I got in my next relationship, regardless of when it was, there were some things that I did wrong as a wife because I didn't know how to be a wife. And a lot of women don't, we be so worried about if you ready to be a husband. We don't think I wasn't ready to be a wife. So some things I just did not know that I should have been doing.
Rewind.
You know what I'm saying? So I knew moving forward, the next relationship I got into, I can't move like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just self-accountability, though.
But your mindset, like, when y'all out of the relationship, was your mindset like, okay, I'm taking the next 6 months to find somebody else? Mm-hmm. Or did you take a space
now,
for yourself?
Now, let me be honest, because I'm honest. So, yeah, so after it was, you know, everything was official. So, yeah, okay, so I was like, dang, I met this person. I'm like, honestly, at this point, yeah, I evaluated that person's lifestyle and I said, you know what, this ain't nobody that, you know what I'm saying, trying to do no relationship type stuff, mm-hmm. but you know what I'm saying, this might be somebody I could possibly go fuck and then go on by my business.
Right.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Right. But it turned out differently.
I like how I just cut through and roll. What's your name again?
But that was just because it was easy. But listen now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to make it seem like I'm a diamond in the rough. It was because of the circumstances. That person did not live here. That was somebody lived in a whole nother state. So that's easy for a person to do. Now versus it being somebody that's right here that I'm possibly gonna,
you ain't gonna run into them every day.
You know what I'm saying? This somebody week. I figure, okay, I'm gonna fuck this thing by the time when I cross the state line, I'm good. That's something I can detox from.
Yes.
Right. Oh, you see me over here. you know,
but just, it didn't work out like that.
She confirmed several hunches that I've always had.
So
here.
It's just being real versus somebody here that I'm possibly going to see often. I'm probably going to be more, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, damn, I'm finna fuck this nigga again and again and again, or even attempting to, you know what I'm saying? So I think you have to be real with yourself.
What about you, Stacey?
When I got out of my last long-term relationship, I felt like I was already emotionally involved with somebody else already. I was one of those that clocked out of the relationship 7 months before it ended because we lived together, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Hope that's he's not good. Listening.
Oh, yeah. But, if he is, oh well.
Yeah, so I was
we
already...
hope he is.
Hope he is.
We need listeners.
Yeah, so it was different, but that person wasn't emotionally available to really be there for me like I needed. So I continued to date other people, and to your point, I just dated, not really trying to smash, but really just trying to get back into the dating world, really. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really thinking about smashing. Like, I had just bought a new house.
I caught you sneak around on me. You don't want to hang out. Yes, you were with me. You would think I was dead then, but I put you in the crib.
What's your current status right now?
I'm dating.
Okay.
Dating somebody.
Okay, so now when it comes to dating, is it something that's exclusive or you're dating, you know, to keep options open?
So we're not like boyfriend and girlfriend yet.
because it hasn't been, the label hasn't been established. It's just
correct. We haven't decided like, okay, we're gonna sit down and do this exclusively. But I'm not seeing anyone else like I'm seeing.
So exclusive. So it's exclusive.
No, it isn't.
So would you see somebody else?
I would
entertain somebody else. That's the question. Entertain somebody else. That's the word.
Would you entertain somebody else? They come and step up to you, be like, Stacey, listen.
He put the TJ Chapman voice on her.
Right. Hey, if you was in Walmart
and a brother approached you,
I feel like I'm on an episode of Eliminate right about now, boy. Let me just say
he put the best is yet to come for us. Yes.
She's still there. She did.
I'm gonna try. So
I would take his number. I would take his number.
To do what with it?
To think about it, right?
Which means absolutely nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I would take his number and do absolutely nothing with it.
And in some cases I've even given mine out. Right,
she's but dating single. Yeah. She's dating single.
So do you pick
that's
up?
A TV show, right?
No,
no.
I mean, that's what I call it. That's what I was doing. I was dating single. You know.
Hey, Stacey.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
write that down. Hey, Luz Cannon, get that writing credit, man. Write that down.
I'm already writing a series.
You can have that. Dating single.
Oh, leave it alone. Never mind.
Do a little role play. So, Stacey. This TJ, how you doing?
Oh my
hey,
god!
Hey, what's up, TJ?
Hey, I met you the other day. It was in Walmart. Remember me? I was one, you know, that helped you get the thing off the top of the top shelf.
Remember when he works at Walmart?
Oh yeah. How you doing?
He works at Walmart.
Number one.
I'm doing good. So
TJ got a roommate in the background.
So I'm just helping her out.
So what you up to?
Nothing. You know, about to head over to Target.
That's actually one of my spots. I get all my grapes from there. They got some of the best grapes and the best croissants. What do you usually get there? Do you
all
go there
his
for
girls
the...
too? Yeah.
So you work at Walmart but shop at Target?
No, I don't work there. No. No, we met at Walmart.
So what was your question?
You said you helped her get something from the top shelf.
Yeah, because I was walking past her.
Oh, I thought you were stocking the shelf. Okay,
I wasn't stocking. I saw it. You know, hey. I was one that helped you get the stuff because, you know, I walked past you and I saw you struggling. So I want to help you. I appreciate, you know, you giving me a number because I just wanted to, you know, see how you're doing. How was your day?
I'm sorry. So you already have my number at this point. You're calling me?
Yeah, you done gave me your number.
Oh, I didn't answer.
Well, we talking right now.
I didn't answer.
Why?
So, okay, I'm sorry. So we're role playing and I answered at this point. Okay, hey, TJ. Hey, what's up? I'm heading to Target.
Okay, now I'm confused. Is this a phone call or a personal conversation?
It's a phone call.
It's a phone call.
Oh, okay.
I should have gave it a number.
Yeah, they down to the telephone.
Right. Oh, right. You didn't say ring in the beginning. So
but she dating. Right. She dating.
Okay. Right, I'm dating.
But okay. Y'all, not exclusive, but.
Dating single.
She dating single.
Hashtag dating single.
Giving a number out and probably did one of them accidental answer the phones.
Yep. So I'm headed to Target. What's going on, TJ? What can I do for you?
Just get off of work. I was just thinking about you. That's all.
When she said, "What can I do for you?" That means
she ain't interested, bro. Yeah, I thought the same thing. She
ain't interested. I heard it, but now you have to be able to counter that with rejection or what they call it.
Just hang the phone up.
You got to call a rebuttal. Mm-hmm. So you don't let that first rebuttal get to you.
Okay.
So now, you know, you said, "What can I do for you?" Oh, nothing. I'm just, you know, I was just thinking about you. How was your day?
My day was good, but I actually got to cut this short.
Okay, well,
she dating.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hey, I apologize if I caught you at a bad time. Hey, just hit me up whenever you can.
I will. Thanks for calling me. Have a good day.
Hey, you do the same, sweetie.
What?
Yeah, she ain't calling you, bruh.
Bruh, she
no, and then
dating,
guess
bro.
What?
She dating.
All of that stuff that translates into my mind would be like, okay, all right, fuck this bitch.
Normally
that's in his mind, maybe not to your face, but in his mind,
and that works for me.
No, which is cool because now it's like nice he has no expectations because like okay, boom.
But listen,
that's like being in the elevator.
You can be appreciative and not give somebody a false sense of hope by giving them your phone number.
You're right, and I have been appreciative without giving a false sense of hope before. But yeah. TJ was cute, so why not?
Wait. So that's a conversation of Lee and somebody on.
Well, let me tell you, my dad always said. Every year, my dad always said, you never understand. It's like I'm dating, right?
But I can't like close all the doors just in case one day he wakes up like, oh, you know what? This is not going to where we were. And I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to pull out the black book.
Now, this is somebody that has.
From Walmart.
Y'all be, me and B in relationship single, married single.
Right.
No, as a woman, you can't lead the man on. Now.
But y'all can do it to women.
Who lead, men don't lead women on like that?
Like that?
No, not in terms of saying.
Bruh.
No, I'm not going to dig myself in a rabbit hole. Listen, let me say something. Bruh. No, let me explain this.
Bae, if you listening, don't worry about it.
This is, she said, bae. See, you caught that, right? She said, bae, if you listening. This is my thing with women.
If the dude female gets last weekend with my cousin, now we got Stacey on here trying to
Loose, listen to me. if the dude approaches you, because like I said, let's take your situation for example. You said that you're not really tied down, but you're dating the guy. Yeah. If somebody at the store approaches you, why would you even give him your number?
She's trying to keep her options open.
She said I was
but
cute.
This is the first phone call. So go back to the scenario though. This is TJ's first time calling you since y'all met in person. You gave him the number. So we's being so cut and dry with him now.
Because Bae might have put it down that morning. TJ probably called too late.
Oh my God. That's what that was.
And TJ probably got the number because Bae made me upset that day.
Yep.
Ooh. Wow.
But hey, that's free game. Wow. But that's free game because women do that.
If we're not exclusive,
women do that. We do that.
So y'all in the moment decision makers.
Y'all in the situation.
And you know what?
T-shirt, ain't it? In the moment decision makers.
And you know what, bro? To prove your point, it goes back to the old adage that men are rational, women are emotional.
Emotional.
I was in my feelings that morning, so I was open to the world that afternoon. But then after I got my mind right. I'm back on this team.
So be careful.
Get a nigga my number.
Be careful out there. Be careful out there.
Wow.
Be careful out there. But it's true.
I take Antonio Brown back. We need him.
But you know what? I'll take that response though.
Yeah, women. I mean, we do it. A lot of women want to admit it, but we do. We do do that.
Because coming into it, before I asked the question, my perception of it was intentionally just playing with people, just playing with the dude.
No, it's not intentional.
So
it's
for
like,
y'all as women to tell me, okay, you know what? Maybe that day something happened with my man. Now I'm mad. Okay, cool. You got my number. What up?
Now, hold on. Not my man.
Hold on.
Because if he's my man and we're in a relationship, then it doesn't matter if he made me mad or not. Nobody's I can't give you my number because at this point period. I am.
So that's the lie.
I'm in a relationship.
Because the thing about it is that if you don't want nobody else in your house close to them, though,
period.
Yeah. You're going to leave the door open, then shit. If you made me mad, then.
Right. Like the Mimi say, I might step out on the porch. But he don't like you that much if he's still single.
I might step out on the porch.
The end.
I got you. It's still a bad setup for the fellas, but I could take that response.
I'm like, okay, you know.
We got to change our response up.
But listen, that's just we just go as far as okay, the phone call goes bad. But you think about the many of men who have led women on past a phone call. Sure. They done took her out, or they done smashed her. They done made her feel like okay, damn, this is going somewhere. And then he turn around and say, no, this ain't. You know, I don't know what you thought. You know what I'm saying? So okay, so you can have a hurt ego because the phone call went bad. But I didn't allow you to take me out, wine and dine me, and do all these things, and then say, hold on, bro, pump your brakes.
Right.
Because you ready to, you thinking we finna go to the next level, in which you should, because I led you there. And then I tell you, pump your brakes. Now I got a man at home. You know what I'm saying? And I was just, you know, just playing around. Then at that point, you're foul.
Yeah.
Period. Yes.
Now representing for the fellas, though, there is women out there who do the wine and dine.
He has no plans on being with a whole girlfriend. It won't tell her until after he smashed.
But we don't let her take us out to dinner, spend a whole bunch of bread on us, and then don't give her nothing in return.
Because ain't no women out here doing that.
Women out there that do that. Because women that out there that would let you
wine and dine. We don't do stuff like that. You know.
Y'all remember that movie? Y'all remember that movie?
Yes.
Just smash.
That's money involved. That's what that is.
I know this kind of off topic. But when it comes to doing the whole taking out thing, you know, you got your dude at home, you know, he ain't cutting you right, you know, he ain't doing you right, how the whole song or Splackabelly go, you know, he ain't doing you right, basically. So you meet Splackavelli over here at the grocery store. You know, he just, you know, mm-hmm. talking sweet. That's everything. He talking to you all sweet, everything in your ear, like cream cheese, smooth as butter, or whatever. And it's like, oh, I'm sliding my number. Hey, what you doing tonight? Nah, I'm just chilling, whatever. Hey, can you meet me at such and so-and-so? All right, cool. Now he done got you on this side of the menu. It's time to smash.
Let me say time to smash.
According to the menu.
Buddha.
Let me change.
According to Buddha.
Let me change the narrative.
According to the great Buddha, and the great D.L. Hughley, who's the originator of it,
yeah.
there's a certain side of the menu that if you order from, automatic action. I will say this, and maybe this is a conversation for another show. I believe that if there's a certain distance travel,
oh my
it should
God.
Be automatic vagina. If a man got to get a plane ticket that's to come
true.
See you,
that's true. You got to. You have
but
to.
You know what?
You yes. have to.
That's why yeah. I don't. Yeah, if you take, if I know that you somebody that I ain't trying to fuck, I know I'm not finna order. I don't order like that. You know what I'm saying? And if I do order something like that, most of the time I'm gonna slide my little money over there to cover that extra shit that I got. I'll split the bill with you.
What plane ticket? I'm not flying. That's being irresponsible
to allow a nigga to get on a plane and come fly all the way if you haven't established what the fuck is finna go down. That's why
you the real MVP.
Communication.
You the MVP. Yeah, you the MVP. But there's women out there that do that.
I ain't stupid. I know if you fly down here, you wanna fuck. So I need to let, hey, look, if you fly down here, that's your business. Don't fly down here for me. I'm going to let you know, right? Don't fly down here for me. Now, if you just happen to be in town and you hit me up and we link, that's, and I've not said that to a numerous of niggas. Don't come all the way to Orlando for me.
Right.
Now, if you just in town and you hit me up and I'm free and we meet up, then that's one thing. But don't bring your ass down here for me because I'm busy. In other words, you're not getting over. I'm not finna come because I already know what the deal is. Right. I understand, and I'm not mad at you for thinking like that.
I imagine I take it you are of the age of 30 plus.
I am. I'm 35.
You have a very grown You have a very grown and sexy mindset.
I'm 35. So I mean, I learned a lot of hard lessons, man. You know, you just.
So Tim, is that the written the unwritten rule that if a dude got to travel, get on a plane ticket.
If buddy traveling, it's to be expected. I can't say it's a rule in stone, but
it's definitely to be expected that that's what I'm just a plane ticket
if he driving 3 hours.
If I drive more than 45 minutes to get to your house.
Let the women be honest, nigga. If I drive more than 3 hours, I know I'm fucking. I'm not, who the fuck driving 3 hours for a date?
Or just to watch Netflix.
Very grown and sexy about it. Listen, what's the name of it? Y'all give it up for Morgan Williams. Listen,
y'all
a lot of y'all can learn a lot from a good woman like Morgan Williams right here on the TJ Chapman Show.
Most women probably don't want to say, but if I get on the road, if I fly that, she's already in her mind said, I'm willing to have sex with this man. I'm not driving over no 3 hours for no damn dinner.
For tea crackers and conversation.
It ain't no restaurant that
minutes.
Good.
20
minutes.
Stace, what about you?
Hey, listen, hold on, Morgan, hold on. I'm gonna put this out there. All right, like I say, you know, I give you a gentlemanly 45 minutes, but for women, that timetable, that distance of travel is shorter than a man. A man might give you 30 minutes. A woman be like, if I got to drive 15 minutes to get to your house, you know, you better be standing at the door in your boxers, basically.
Exactly. To my point, I'm not a driver. So if I'm driving 3 hours, then it's definitely more than me having a conversation with
you. Wait, if you driving 3 hours?
Yeah.
If I'm
if you're driving 15 minutes.
If women are willing to take that long distance, you got to cross town for some dick.
It's not like that's the ultimate goal, but if I've gotten to a point where I'll go that far to
come just to see you, then that's a woman that has already established that this is somebody that I would have sex with. Now I'm not saying I'll get there and that's all I'm expecting, but if you try me, I'm more than you gonna get the pussy.
Well, listen, I'm gonna say this, all right? If you drive, man or woman, if you drive 3 hours to get to somebody's house, you should expect the sex. I'm just, you should be expecting.
Yeah. And so you ain't wrong. If y'all discuss it before you come and she's like, hey, I'm on my psycho, we're not doing this, are you still coming?
No.
Stay ass down. Man, no, that depends on your relationship.
This is legitimate.
No. Hold on, hold on. This is my gentleman answer. This is how I genuinely feel.
Remember, nice guys always finish last.
No, not necessarily. Not if your end goal is a real commitment.
Correct.
So, again, if this is a woman that you really do say, okay, I want to know this person, I feel like once you get to a certain point, the sex is not a priority.
Tim, call him over the telephone.
I'm being real with you.
If I heard Tim correctly, if you already smashed.
No.
Before you smashed?
No, he's saying before you smashed.
Bring it to the same scenario.
Even if you haven't smashed yet, and you want to build it, you will still make that drive.
Because men put you in a category before you even get the sex anyway. So like he's saying, he's already made up his mind what caliber of woman you're going to be in his life.
But y'all do the same thing. Y'all do it.
No,
first interaction is sex for us because that's the most important thing, us giving you our body. So the first thing in our mind is, will I?
But Morgan, let me challenge him for a second. Fellas, have y'all ever met a woman? TJ, be real now. Have you ever met a woman where you were like, man, I don't care if I smash or not. I'm trying to get to know this girl right here.
But I ain't going to drive 3 hours to come.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
You didn't meet the right one yet, bro.
Let me tell on myself to answer your question.
Because I got one witness.
Listen, you know, I'm a working entertainer, all right? I meet people all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm not... 3 hours. No. I'm telling you, real talk. Tim, I've had the opportunities that you're speaking of, okay? I'm not driving now enough for 3 hours on a Hummer.
I'm talking about the conversation is fine. She looks good.
Then keep it on the telephone, okay? If I got to catch a plane, a Greyhound, something needs to go down.
But you make similar sacrifices, though. It might not be 3 hours, but the time invested is 3 hours. I'm not going to keep on calling you and entertaining you if I'm not seeing nothing grow from you. If I see myself not getting to the draws.
But Cam, here's my thing with that.
Okay.
I actually went through that. Okay. This is with, my ex-wife. Okay. But we're still good friends, really good friends, because we started out as friends and it developed into some whatever. So anyway, I actually traveled to her hometown and she was like, she already had in the back of my mind, okay, you come away here, just come see me. I know you probably gonna try to smash. She didn't say that all in her words, but I can read between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm still coming. Because I knew that's who I wanted, and it wasn't matter about getting the ass at the time. Yeah. Because I knew, once them 7 days ran off, I'm gonna beat the brakes off of it.
Because women honor it. Now stop me if I'm lying, ladies. Stop me if I'm lying. Women honor that. They say, girl, listen, he drove 3 hours.
Absolutely.
He didn't make no move on me. He just wanted to come talk, hang out. We watched our little favorite movies.
Yep.
You know what? Next time I see him, I'm going to go give him some.
Right.
That's it.
Right. I'm going to say, look.
What you say, bro? Or is he gay? Yes. They do that.
Or is he gay? That's the truth.
They do that. Because, my father told me something one time.
Yeah.
Tim,
on the other hand,
but the thing is, at the end of the day, establish that stuff though.
If she on her period, I'm using for if she on her period or something, would you still go?
Yeah.
3 hours.
Now if she tell you,
the producer is chiming in, y'all. The producer.
Yeah, I'm saying. So
if she tell you, hey, I'm on my period, but you still decide to go through.
Because the thing about it is that lets me know where I stand. The only way that you gonna be around me is if there's sex involved, then that lets me know that's all this really is. That's the foundation of it. If you only gonna drive the distance because pussy is the goal, then you might as well just
go back to somebody wishing for the fellas.
I'm gonna speak for my like-minded fellas, okay? You
I'm not going to let you reduce it down to just the sex, okay? It ain't the only goal, okay? Listen.
But it is if you refuse to come if sex right. isn't on the table. Right.
Let me tell you,
I need to find that right one.
Hold on,
my
hold
company.
On, hold on, right. hold on.
I know we got a couple minutes next.
Hold on, and I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'm going to tell you, like, me and my daddy agree, right? It don't make up for everything, but the coochie is a peace offering, all right? You know what I'm saying? I done drove 3 hours. I need the peace offering.
He ain't grown up yet. He
I need peace
so.
Off.
So he ain't grown up yet. I appreciate you coming on the
Thanks
show.
Thanks for having me.
Let everybody know how they can follow you.
Absolutely. On my page, Sunny Sweet Lips, Instagram.
Oh.
And you ought to know, for those who are just joining us for the first time, Morgan Williams, go ahead and tell us how they can follow you.
Y'all can follow me at Bottomless Conversations. My personal page is too. I don't need, you'll find me.
Yeah, you'll
go
find
to Bottomless Conversations.
Tim Allen.
And you'll find me.